بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners of Radio Islam, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program on your favorite learning station, Radio Islam International. Welcome you to this episode of the program, and just to remind you of the different features of our program, many segments in this program, meaning of Muslim names, translations of Anasheed, as well as the drama story of the pious, and also some of the du'as which we are trying to learn and practice, some of the du'as that comes in the Quran, some of the masnoon du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the ma'thur du'a of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the pious people. And the du'a we are having for today, inshallah, is a du'a from the Noble Quran, and it's the du'a that for a person to have his good spouse, also good children, and du'a for reconciliation as well, and du'a for a person to be with the leaders of the muttaqin indeed. Very beautiful du'a we're going to learn from the Qur'an, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, and the believers used to recite this wonderful du'a. And this du'a says, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The meaning of the du'a, رَبَّنَا, O Allah, O our Lord, هَبْ لَنَا, grant us, مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا, from our spouses, وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا, and our progeny, our children, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, the coolness of the eyes, for a person, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us amongst the leaders of the muttaqeen, make us among those people who are in front always, and with the first muttaqeen who will enter Jannah inshaAllah without hisab wala azab. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So it's a wonderful dua indeed. We should put it into practice. It's a dua of the muttaqeen always. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the practice of they used to practice this dua, and that is Allah, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama.
جئناك أتينا ندعوك يا رب الكون ونرجوك جئناك أتينا ندعوك يا رب الكون ونرجوك أن ترشدنا وتباركنا أن تلهمنا ما يرضيك جئناك أتينا ندعوك
علمنا كيف نحب هداك ونحبك يا رب ونخشاك علمنا كيف القلب يذوب خوفا ورجاء إنا جاك
علمنا كيف نحب هداك
The first nasheed now list for today by the Munshid Yahya Hawa, singing this wonderful nasheed, جِئْنَاكَ أَتَيْنَا نَدْعُوكَ يَا رَبَّ الْكَوْنِ وَنَرْجُوكَ أَنْ تُرْشِدَنَا وَتُبَارِكَنَا أَنْ تُلْهِمَنَا مَا يُرْضِيكَ. O Allah, we have come to you. You are the Lord of the universe. We have come calling unto you, praying that you may guide us, bless us, and inspire in us to do what pleases you.
نسعى لرضاك ألا نعتز بغير حماك
علمنا أن نسعى لرضاك ألا نعتز بغير حماك
علمنا أن نحيا أبدا أحرارا لا نخضع لسواك
جئناك أتينا ندعوك جئناك أتينا ندعوك.
Then she should go further and says, teach us how to love your guidance and to love you and fear you. Teach our hearts to tremble in love when we call upon you. Teach us to always seek your pleasure and to live honored under your shelter alone. Teach us to live freely and submit to no one but to you.
جئناك أتينا ندعوك
أكرمنا بالخير فإنا بك يا مولانا آمنا، امنحنا القوة والأمنا يا من أبدعت لنا الكون.
أكرمنا بالخير فإنا بك يا مولانا آمنا،
أكرمنا بالخير فإنا بك يا مولانا آمنا، امنحنا القوة والأمن يا من أبدعت لنا الكون. Grant us from your blessings, we believe in you, O Allah. You are the creator of the world. Grant us the strength and peace. Make us a good example and make us the soldiers of the truth. And teach us to love the people who praise you.
كون نشيدا واجعلنا للحق جنودا،
اجعلنا للكون نشيدا واجعلنا للحق جنودا،
علمنا كيف نحب الناس ونغرد باسمك تغريدا.
جناك
وشوقا إلى لقياك رسول الله،
وشوقا إلى لقياك حبيب الله.
يا حبايب صلوا على الهادي بنشيد العكف والبادي،
يا حبايب صلوا على الهادي بنشيد العكف والبادي.
لو تسمع جبريل بينادي أنا ضيفك يا رسول الله،
وشوقا إلى لقياك رسول الله، وشوقا إلى لقياك حبيب الله.
ودخلت على
The next Nasheed in our list for today, wa shawqah ila luqiyaq rasulullah. I'm yearning to meet you, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who love him and follow his footsteps, send peace and salutations upon him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As if I can hear Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam is calling out, I'm your guest, O Messenger of Allah.
إلى لقياك حبيب الله،
فهو الهادي فضلا وعلا وبسنته شرف أعلى،
فهو الهادي فضلا وعلا وبسنته شرف أعلى،
وبمدح له درة عيني أنا ضيفك يا رب.
When I go to Kaaba and make talbiya, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me, I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the light penetrates my heart. I'm your guest, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the guide, and his sunnah is a great honor for us. And we praise him, and his praise is indeed the coolness of our eyes. Past the hour of 11 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Right now, inshallah, we'll be listening to one of the drama stories of the pious, after which we'll be taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names.
Stories of the pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina, and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah alone.
Your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Praise Yusuf, why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
I have told his messenger to declare Islam to all men.
By Allah, she is better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me.
There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger.
Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sam.
The dead of Bada!
Stories of the Pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan. Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548.
What is this noise over there?
I don't know, Your Majesty. Should we go and see?
Let's go. What's happening, people? Why are you gathering like this?
There is a dead man, Your Majesty.
Who killed this man?
Nobody killed him, Your Majesty. He is an old man. While he was walking, he fell down and died.
So why don't you bury him? We cannot bury him. We will never bury him. He cannot be buried in our graveyard.
Why? Is he not a Muslim?
We don't know. I have seen him going to the masjid, Your Majesty.
All the people of the town saw him daily with the wine bottles in his hand. We will never take part in burying this man.
Moreover, we used to see him daily with the ladies of the night, walking without fear, publicly announcing his shameless deeds.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Plus, maybe he repented to Allah. Allah is indeed the most forgiving.
We do not know if he repented or not. We even saw him with two girls and some wine bottles before he died. We will never take part in his burial. He didn't respect us.
Is there anybody who knows this person?
No, Your Majesty.
It seems as though he's from the outskirts of our town.
I've seen him reading Salah in the masjid.
Okay. Soldiers, carry this dead man. Let's go to that part of the city. Maybe someone will know him.
My husband, may Allah protect you if you are alive, and have mercy on you if you are dead.
Don't cry, mother.
Who will sponsor us now, daughter? Who? For 2 days he did not come, and we don't have any news about him.
وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who relies on Allah, Allah will be his aid, mother. I'll go find a job, and also ask about my father.
Go, my daughter. May Allah help you.
This dead man?
I don't know.
Where is your graveyard?
It's in the north.
Okay, let's make the janaza on this man and bury him.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, daughter. Is there any news about your father?
No, mother. I asked many people about him, but no one has heard anything.
Did you find a job?
No, mother. Inshallah, I'll find.
Alhamdulillah, we finished.
May Allah reward you, Your Majesty. I think this drunk man is very fortunate that the king himself buried him and made his janazah.
Don't judge a book by its cover, Minister. Only Allah knows what is in the hearts.
Your Majesty, there's a young man want to see you.
Let him come.
Assalamu alaikum, Your Majesty.
Wa alaikum salam. What is your need?
I don't have any needs, Your Majesty. I heard that there is a dead person, and that you don't know who is he and where is he from.
Do you know him?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Allahu Akbar. Tell us what you know about him.
I don't know him personally, Your Majesty, but I met a young girl today. She told me that her father is missing, and she asked me for a job, but I had no work for her.
Did you know where she's from, or what is her father's name?
Yes, she said she is from Salihiyah village, and her father's name is Hussein al-Kabir.
Good. Let's go there to the village. May Allah help us to know the identity of this man.
Let's go sleep, Mother. You didn't sleep for 2 days.
Sleep? How can I sleep when your father is missing? How can we sleep when we don't even have any provision in our house?
Allah won't forsake us, Mother. My father used to tell me always not to lose my trust in Allah. Inshallah, tomorrow I'll go to the city and find a job and ask about my father. Someone is knocking on our door.
Who will come to us at this time?
My father. Maybe it's my father.
Yes, yes, Hussein.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
The king? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. My husband died, isn't it?
Subhanallah. How did you know that he died?
He used to always tell me, don't worry about me. When I die, the king will bury me. You buried him, right?
Yes, I buried him in the graveyard, in the east of the city.
Don't be astonished. My husband was a pious man, and he always dealt with Allah.
This is strange indeed. But then people claim that he used to drink wine. They saw him daily with wine bottles in the streets.
Astaghfirullah, my husband never drank wine, but he used to spend his wealth on buying the wine bottles and collecting them and then getting rid of them so that the Muslims don't find them.
Subhanallah. And what about the ladies of the night? People used to see him walking with them?
Never. We used to have wealth. My father spent it by giving those ladies of the night from it, so that they don't turn to haram. He used to walk with them and bring them to our village in a place next to the masjid, then teach them the commands of Allah and the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until they repent and become better people.
Subhanallah, what a pious man.
Indeed, we judge him wrong.
Yes, didn't I tell you? Don't judge a book by its cover.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Don't worry, sister. A pious man like your husband, who spent his wealth on helping people, his family will never suffer. Minister, I command that an organized salary is given to his family monthly, besides the provision from Baitul Mal.
جزاكم الله خيرا
وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم
وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
Stories of the pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah alone.
Come now, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Where is Yusuf? Why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
Master told his messenger to declare Islam.
By Allah, she is better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me.
There is only one God, the Muhammad. He is the messenger.
Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sams. Stories of the pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan, Radio Islam, medium wave 1548.
Radio Islam signed a code of conduct with the BCCSA. Under that code, we are committed to news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programs that are not harmful to children. Does not amount to hate speech, the description of gratuitous violence, or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, inform the BCCSA. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Email bccsa@napsa.co.za. Please note our new address and telephone number. Block number 8, Burnside Island Office Park, 410 Jan Smuts Avenue, Craig Hall 2196. Telephone number 011-326-3130. Fax number 011-326-3197. For more information, visit bccsa.co.za.
Get one free stickies with every 150 rand spent this weekend at Pick and Pay with everyday low prices. Pick and Pay fresh milk assorted, 1 litre sachets, buy any two for 16.90. Sunfoil, sunflower oil, 2 litre, 28.70. Rama, fat for bread, 40% fat spread, 1 kg tub, buy two for 49 rand. Pick and Pay white sugar, 2.5 kg, 23.90. Series, 100% fruit juice blend, assorted, 1 litre, 14.90. Go on, collect them, trade them, and play the craziest games. Stickies, only at Pick and Pay. Prices valid 27 to 30 August. Prices apply to Gauteng stores only.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, in Balfour, on Thursday, the 27th of August, 1905 Sunflower Plain Street, Balfour, Extension 2. Contact 072-304-7675. In Rainsford on Friday, the 28th of August, 7 Netanya Street. Contact number 082-967-4475. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirelli, 074 0747867860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai 0747867860. Safwan Khan 0612575789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasmi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Cords, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and masajid programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Siddat on 083-786-4221.
درب المؤمن جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة يفرح بلقاء الله حب الله المنة يفرح بلقاء الله حب الله المنة
جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة يفرح بلقاء الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we are discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548, and inshallah, we will be helping you with the meaning of Muslim names directly when you ask your questions about the names and the meaning of names. Engineer for us for today, Brother Muhammad Bilal, inshallah, will be taking your calls. And don't forget that it's very important that you make your radio soft and listen to us just from the telephone, inshallah, when you are asking the questions, so that it's not making any echo and we can understand your question properly. In each program, we recommend that you give good names to your children. The good names are these names that carry good meanings. So names of Sahaba, names of pious people, names of Tabi'een, all these are considered good names. Names in Arabic also is recommended names for our children. And don't forget that it's not proper that we just go to the internet and any website and we pick up some names that sound nice and then we just give it to our children without confirming the meaning of these names and whether it's common amongst the Muslims knowing as Muslim names or not. It's important that we make sure that the names also of our children gives that identity, that Islamic identity to our children. All right, you can call us directly on 011-854-1548. You can also email us. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. Alright, while waiting for your calls, we'll be recommending some names for both boys and girls, inshallah. We have one caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alright, where are you calling us from?
Hello.
And what's your question?
I just want to know the meaning of Rashida.
Rashida means truly guided. Also, Rashida means wise and elder. And it's a good name for girls. We recommend it. Alright, jazakumullah khair. We'll be recommending some names for both boys and girls. The name we're recommending for now is the name Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman is a male name. Many people ask us about this name Abdul Rahman and about some of the most important names. And the name Abdul Rahman is indeed a very good name for a child. And Abdul Rahman means servant of Allah, the most merciful. The name Abdul Rahman means servant of Allah, the most merciful. It's a good name, and we can keep this name for our children, inshallah. Alright, then we move on, and we have another name for females, the name Sumayya. Sumayya is a female name, and the name Sumayya, we can keep it for our children, and the meaning of Sumayya is elevated and noble. And of course, the name Sumayya is a name of a Sahabiya, one of the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Sumayya. We have another caller online. Let's take the call first. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh Jair.
Yes, sister.
I just want to find out the name Yusra and Yusaira. What is the meaning between the two and which is the better one to give, if I can ask?
Yusra and Yusaira, both of them have the same meaning. But the name Yusra the name Yusaira is a diminutive of Yusra, and Yusra means one who is soft and kind, one who facilitates for others. It's a good name for girls. The name Yusra, we can keep it, inshallah. And also Yusaira have the same meaning, but it's just a diminutive.
Okay, jazakallah.
All right, jazakumullah khair. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Please ask all your questions related to names, and inshallah we'll try to help you in this program and give you the meaning of these names. Alright, while waiting for your calls, we'll continue recommending some names and also answer some of the names that comes via email. A name came via email, Nabawiyya. Nabawiyya. Prophetic. Nabawiyya means prophetic. That's the name Nabawiyya for a female. And it means prophetic. Right? Moving on, I recommend another name for boys this time, the name Hashim. Hashim means generous and liberal. And Hashim is a good name for a child. You can keep it, inshallah. The name Hashim and Hisham have the same meaning. Hisham also have the same meaning. Right? We have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sister.
I need the meaning of Nuha and Serena.
Nuha. Nuha is a good name, and the name Nuha means one who is mindful, and it comes in the Quran, the word Nuha, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى, and it's a good name for girls, we recommend it. The other name is Shireen.
Sarina.
Sarina means wise. It's more common as a non-Muslim name, Sarina.
Okay, so can we keep it?
It can be kept, but it's just not preferable to keep the names that is more common amongst non-Muslims. We keep the names that gives the Islamic identity.
Okay, so what name should I give instead of Serena?
The first name is alright.
Okay, shukran.
Right, jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Lanesia.
Lanesia, and what's your question?
My question is, what does the name Shabana mean?
Shabana. It's actually Shabana, not Shabana. Shabana, it's a kind of a tree.
And Sana?
Sana. Sana means light. Sana also means elevated.
And Su'ud?
Su'ud is a boy name, means happy and pleased.
And Tahira?
Tahira is a girl name, and it means purified and clean, and it's a good name for girls.
And Maksud?
Maksur.
Maksud.
Maqsood means someone who people turn to when they need help.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sheikh.
Yes.
My name is Safwan.
Safwan is a good name for boys, and it's a Sahabi name. And the meaning of Safwan is solid like the stones.
Solid like a stone.
Yes.
Shukran jazeel.
Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, sister.
I just want to know Rumiza and Ghazala.
The first one, Rumiza.
Rumiza.
If you pronounce it Rumaitha.
Rumaitha, no, Rumiza. R-U-M-I-Z-A.
Rumiza.
Rumiza.
It's a diminutive of Ramiza, which means remarkable.
Ramiza or Rumiza?
Yeah, Ramiza and Ramiza. The diminutive of it is Rumaiza.
Rumaiza means?
Rumaiza means remarkable.
And Ghazala?
It's Ghazala with a Qain, and Ghazala means a gazelle.
Yeah,
it means gazelle.
Gazelle means? Okay.
The gazelle, you know?
Okay. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sheikh Daniel.
Daniel, it's a prophet name, and Daniel means Allah is my ruler, or God is my judge. It's an old Hebrew name.
Jazakallah
khair. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What is the meaning of Shu'aib?
Shu'aib, it's a prophet name, and mentioned in the Quran, and the name Shu'aib is the father of a nation.
Okay.
Right? Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, what's your question, please?
How can you pronounce the meaning of the name Zahran?
Zahran means flourishing and blossoming. It's a good name for boys. We recommend it. JazakAllah khair. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. What's your question?
The meaning of Zainab, please.
Zainab is a good name, and it's the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of Zainab is a girl with beautiful appearance, and like some kind of a tree. She have a very beautiful appearance, and the name Zainab is a good name for girls. We can keep it. Jazakumullah khair. Wa alaikum salam. Waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. The lines are not busy currently, so you can try and you can get through, inshallah. And ask all your questions related to names. Inshallah, I'll try to help you in this program, which is live program. And we try and give you the meaning at the same time, inshallah. Continuing recommending some names for both boys and girls. We have the name Shayma for a girl. And Shayma or Ash-Shayma was the foster sister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can keep the name Shayma or Ash-Shayma. It means remarkable person, and it's a good name for girls, Shayma or Ash-Shayma. Not very common in South Africa, but it's a common Arabic name for girls. Right, we have a caller online. Let's take the call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, what's your question?
Can I get the meaning of Atika?
Atika.
Yes.
Atika means the one who frees slaves. It's a good name for girls.
And Nasira?
It should be pronounced Nasira with a Saad. Nasira means one who gives support and help to others, and one who is victorious.
Jazakumullah
khair. Right, let's take the next. Okay, we take your call still. 011-854-1548. My engineer gives me a sign that the lines are not busy. Inshallah, we'll be taking the last maybe six calls, and then we end the program, inshallah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'd like to know the meaning of the name Zahra.
Zahra means flower. Zahra also means flourishing and blossoming. It's a good name for girls. Okay. And Zahra was the title of the Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, okay. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Where are you calling us from?
From Johanna, from Indonesia.
And what's your question?
The name Zahim, Zahem.
There is Zahim or Zahim, but
Zahim.
But people pronounce it wrong by saying Zahim, but it's Zahim, which means leader.
So how do you spell that?
Zain Ain Ya Meem Zain.
Oh, this is in Arabic, yeah? In English?
In English, Z-A-apostrophe-double-E-M.
Oh, Zaim.
Yes.
So, now, the word Zaim, when I asked you, is that...
It's the first time I'm hearing this word with this spelling, Zaim. So I'm just trying to figure out that maybe it's Zaim, not Zaim.
It should be with double-E-M, Zaim.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out that maybe it's Zaim, but we pronounce it wrong. But it's the first time I'm hearing the word Zahim. We can try and look for some meaning for it if there is. We'll try and look for a meaning, and then we'll get back to you.
Jazakallah
khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, what's your question?
I want to know the meaning of Moshi.
Sorry, Mohsin?
Yes.
Muhsin means charitable person. Muhsin also means one who is closer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and amongst the muttaqeen.
Jazakallah
khair. Okay. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, I'm listening. What's your question?
I want to find out about the name Mu'izz.
It's Mu'izz.
One of the 99 names of Allah.
Yes, it's Mu'izz. Which means one who gives victory and support to, and that's the name is one who elevate the status of others as well. That's Mu'izz.
Does it have to be Abdul Mu'izz or is just Mu'izz okay?
You can keep Mu'izz, but it's preferable that with such names like the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you keep Abdul Mu'izz, it's better.
Okay, and Juwayriya?
Juwayriya, it's a female name, means servant of Allah, and a Sahabiya's name as well.
Right.
Jazakallah khair.
Alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, we don't have other callers. We're still waiting for your calls. The last three calls, inshallah, before we end our program. And we have some recommendation of a name also. The name Ayman for a boy. Ayman. Ayman means blessed. Ayman means blessed. It's a good name. We can keep it for a boy. And the name Ayman is a good name. Also, Ayman means the right side, or the right hand as well. Ayman. Right? So we can keep this name Ayman. Moving on, we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, what, I'm missing sister. What's your question?
Can I please find out the meaning of Dihya?
Dihya.
Gee.
Dihya is the name of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu anhu. And the meaning of Dihya is a leader of 100 soldiers.
Okay, Jazakallah.
And also means handsome, right?
Gee,
Jazakallah. Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Our engineer is still busy with this call. A call before the last call. Let's see who do we have in line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just wanted to know the name, meaning of the name Ammara.
If you pronounce it Ammara with Ayn, it means prosper, one who instruct.
Okay.
If you pronounce it Ammara, then it means blessing. One who commands.
One who commands. Okay. Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakallah khair. Let's take the last. Okay. And you're still busy taking the last call. While he's busy, we recommend some other boy name, Sami. Sami means elevated and noble. Sami for a boy means elevated and noble, while Samia for a girl have the same meaning, and that's elevated and noble. Sami and Sami means elevated and noble. Taking from it, the English word Semitic refers to nobility. Right, let's take the next or the last call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of Salman?
Salman means peaceful and secured, and it's a Sahabi name. The name of Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu.
And what's the meaning of Anas?
Anas means good companion, also a Sahabi name, intimate person, and we can keep it.
Okay.
Right, Jazakallah khair. Okay, assalamu alaikum. With that, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. From my engineer, Brother Muhammad Bilal, from me, Sami Hjad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.